During public comment at last week's school board meeting, parent Julie Eihausen challenged the way the Park City School Board makes changes to policy, saying the system isn't enough of a public process.
Asking for input, asking for concerns to be voiced, and then not listening, not altering any of the policy, that's not a proper procedure. At least it shouldn't be. Policy should not be created in a vacuum. And I am trying to understand why the process this district is now using is so different and closed compared to what it used to do.
School board member Charles Cunningham responded to the challenge, saying there is a committee that tries to make the process transparent.
We're making steps to make sure it's more transparent. We've got the names of the policy committee members on the website. And right now we're looking at the policy that says how the policy committee will run and so forth, up for discussion to make sure that it's as transparent as possible. And there's a procedure for instituting changes and looking at policies that the public can be aware of and suggest changes and be informed about what's going on with respect to our policies.
At nearly every board meeting, Cunningham says policies are up for review, discussion, and adoption. He says it's part of the maintenance of the school district business.
Our policies come up on a rotating basis every so often. So we look at, that's one of our main functions as a committee, is to look at those, get input from the administration, the public, and from the board. And then we analyze those and present suggested changes to the board. And we also take in ideas about new policies or abandoning, retiring policies that really don't have any continuing relevant. So that's our main function as a committee.
That's school board member Charles Cunningham. The school board has also said it will post answers to questions posed during public comment on the school district website within several days. The board has a policy that no public comment will be addressed at the time the comment is made. So now those who comment at school board meetings are ensured an answer, and those present at the meetings can also see a written response from the school board. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.